Machiavellian rhetorical discourses. Suppose that you are arguing about politics with a fellow student or professor. You cannot believe it, but you seem to be losing the debate. All of your argumentative gambits are blocked, and you keep getting backed into corners. Feeling trapped, you then find yourself saying, "Well, it's all just a matter of opinion, it's merely semantics," unquote. What is the purpose in this context of appealing to opinion and semantic relativism? The purpose is to get your opponent off your back and to get some breathing space. If your opponent accepts that the debate is a matter of opinion or semantics, then your losing the argument does not matter. Nobody is right or wrong. But if your opponent does not accept that everything is a matter of opinion, then his attention is diverted away from the subject matter at hand, namely politics, and into epistemology. For now, he has to show why everything is not merely semantics, and that will take him a while. Meanwhile, you have successfully diverted him. And if it looks like he is doing a good job on the semantics argument, then you can throw in, "Well, what about perceptual illusions?" In adopting this rhetorical strategy, do you really have to believe that everything is a matter of opinion or merely semantics? No, you do not. You can believe absolutely that you are right about the politics, and you can know that all you want to do is use words to get the guy off your back in a way that makes it seem like you have not lost the argument. This rhetorical strategy also works at the level of intellectual movements. Foucault has identified the strategy explicitly and clearly. Quote, "Discourses are tactical elements or blocks operating in the field of force relations. There can exist different and even contradictory discourses within the same strategy," unquote.